You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Phaser Days with Bigger. Morena Amelia, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you after a very exciting announcement today, which is that you're going to be playing at the Others Way Festival on the 1st of December. How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling really excited. I'm stoked to be part of this lineup. I love the Others Way, and it's one of my favourite festivals, actually. I just love how Karangahape Road comes alive, and I get to see all my favourite bands, and yeah, I'm really excited.
Totally. It is like one big kind of, as close as you can get to like a street party, feeling like a house party, feeling like a giant gig with all of your friends. It's really such a special evening.
Yeah, totally. And just like having a wristband and like walking into wherever you want to go is, it's fun.
Everyone's a VIP. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, it's so nice to chat with you. Also because you've released this beautiful track, Bigger, that we just listened to. It feels like you're in a really interesting place with your writing at the moment and where you are at with releasing music. How are you feeling about, what you're up to musically?
I guess I'm like, just getting back into the swing of things because I took so much time off, so it feels really good to just be kind of letting go and just doing what I love the most and making music and creating it and sharing it with people and just kind of getting back to the roots of why I started this project. And it's just a passion project, and so it feels really good to return back to that and like not be so attached to outcome anymore and just do what I love, and seems to be connecting with people again, so that's really nice.
Yeah, totally. It feels like the EP that you released last year, which was amazing, it felt really like something you needed to do, almost like to get that, you know, band-aid ripped off, get back into it somewhat. And then these kind of singles that you've released since then, they have a lovely like looseness to them or something. It feels like quite a like a gentle space or something that you're perhaps inhabiting. What has the writing process been like for you recently?
Yeah, oh, I love that you're putting up on that. Yeah, I feel like the new stuff I've been putting out is slowly getting dreamier again. Break was like quite angsty, and like I needed to go through that in my life and musically, just like let things be a bit ugly. And then I've kind of been returning back to a more like peaceful, dreamy space with the songs and the production, and I'm just kind of leaning back that way, and I've got lots more stuff to share with people, and I'm really excited about all the new stuff that's coming.
Well, we're very excited too. It seems like you've had a really fun time getting back out into the world as well and playing some gigs. You're currently in Sydney, is that right?
I've actually just come back from Sydney.
Oh, nice.
I'm back in Ōtautahi. I mean, if you hear all the doors closing, by the way, that's because I'm just heading to the airport.
Nice.
I'm just on my London to start my UK European tour.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a real busy time, but it's real nice to be back in the swing of things.
Oh, well, very, very glad that you could squeeze in a quick chat with us, Amelia. It does feel like your fans have always been so passionate about your music, both in Aotearoa but overseas. You've got an incredible fan base. What's it like reconnecting with them? How does that feel after having, the time off that you took personally, but then also the time off from the pandemic, and then now, you know, re-establishing those relationships?
It feels scary because I didn't know whether they'd still be there if I came back. But they have been, and that's been really encouraging. And I feel like at the moment I'm kind of just rebuilding my trust back with the fans, because I kind of disappeared for so long with no explanation. So I feel now that like I'm just rekindling that relationship, and it feels really nice to be reconnecting to people and also playing shows. Like, it's just so different from working alone in my bedroom for long periods of time. And it's very healthy for me to, as much as I find it quite stressful and anxiety-inducing touring,
yeah,
it is really good for me, like, just meeting the fans face-to-face and, like, actually seeing how my music makes an impact on the world. I think sometimes I'm just working at home, it's so easy to lose perspective and I can spiral pretty quickly. But on the road, it's like, I don't know, it's been real nice getting back into it, and just playing the new EP live and also sharing a bunch of the new songs that I haven't released as well. So
that's exciting. It must be it must be quite surreal as well. Where are you going on your UK tour? Where is it taking you?
It's quite a few places. I think it's across 2.5 weeks. I'm going everywhere from Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, London, Manchester. I'm doing a couple of shows in Spain for the first time.
Cool.
So, Madrid and Cologne. I'm pretty excited. It's a solo tour, though, so it's like my first time doing an extensive overseas tour on my own. So I'm just trying to like stay chill about that.
you'll be awesome, and we will be looking forward to seeing you when you get home, Amelia, to play at The Other's Way and hear all this exciting new music that you've got in the works. Have a fantastic time on your tour. We will let you get off to the airport so that we're not holding you up from your flight, but thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Rachel. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone at The Other's Way, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, always a pleasure, Amelia. Have a really safe trip, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
Now you're free.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.